Dizzy with tension, John Arnold threw open the door to the maintenance shed and stepped into the darkness inside. Jesus, it was black. He should have realized the lights would be out. He felt the cool air, the cavernous dimensions of the space extending two floors below him. He had to find a catwalk. He had to be careful or he'd break his neck. The catwalk. He groped like a blind man until he realized it was futile. Somehow he had to get light into the shed. He went back to the door and cracked it open 4 inches. That gave enough light, but there was no way to keep the door open. Quickly, he kicked off his shoe and stuck it in the door. He went toward the catwalk, seeing it easily. He walked along the corrugated metal, hearing the difference in his feet, one loud, one soft, but at least he could see. Up ahead was a stairway leading down to the generators. Another 10 yards. Darkness. The light was gone. Arnold looked back to the door and saw the light was blocked by the body of a velociraptor. The animal bent over and carefully sniffed the shoe. Henry Wu paced. He ran his hands over the computer consoles. He touched the screens. He was in constant movement. He was almost frantic with tension. He reviewed the steps he would take. He must be quick. The first screen would come up and he would press... Wu! The radio hissed. He grabbed for it. Yes, I'm here. Got any bloody power yet? It was Muldoon. There was something odd about his voice, something hollow. No, Wu said. He smiled, glad to know Muldoon was alive. I think Arnold made it to the shed, Muldoon said. After that, I don't know. Where are you? Wu said. I'm stuffed.
What?
Stuffed in a bloody pipe, Muldoon said. And I'm very popular at the moment. Wedged in a pipe was more like it, Muldoon thought. There had been a stack of drainage pipes piled behind the visitor center, and he'd backed himself into the nearest one, scrambling like a poor bastard. Meter pipes, very tight fit for him, but they couldn't come in after him. At least, not after he'd shot the leg off one, when the nosy bastard came too close to the pipe. The raptor had gone howling off, and the others were now respectful. His only regret was that he hadn't waited to see the snout at the end of the tube before he'd squeezed the trigger. But he might still have his chance, because there were 3 or 4 outside, snarling and growling around him. Yes, very popular, he said into the radio. Wu said, does Arnold have a radio? Don't think so, Muldoon said. Just sit tight, wait it out. He hadn't seen what the other end of the pipe was like. He'd backed in too quickly, and he couldn't see now. He was wedged tight. He could only hope that the far end wasn't open. Christ, he didn't like the thought of one of those bastards taking a bite of his hindquarters. Arnold backed away down the catwalk. The velociraptor was barely 10 feet away, stalking him, coming forward into the gloom. Arnold could hear the click of its deadly claws on the metal. But he was going slowly. He knew the animal could see well, but the grill of the catwalk, the unfamiliar mechanical odors, had made it cautious. That caution was his only chance, Arnold thought. If he could get to the stairs and then move down to the floor below... Because he was pretty sure velociraptors couldn't climb stairs, certainly not narrow, steep stairs. Arnold glanced over his shoulder. The stairs were just a few feet away, another few steps. He was there. Reaching back, he felt the railing, started scrambling down the almost vertical steps. His feet touched flat concrete. The raptor snarled in frustration 20 feet above him on the catwalk. Too bad, buddy, Arnold said. He turned away. He was now very close to the auxiliary generator, just a few more steps, and he would see it, even in this dim light. There was a dull thump behind him. Arnold turned. The raptor was standing there on the concrete floor, snarling. It had jumped down. He looked quickly for a weapon, but suddenly he found he was slammed onto his back on the concrete. Something heavy was pressing on his chest. It was impossible to breathe, and he realized the animal was standing on top of him. And he felt the big claws digging into the flesh of his chest and smelled the foul breath from the head moving above him. And he opened his mouth to scream.